listening to Teachings of Rose.
We're going to allow your questions if you'd like. If not, we'll get to the heart of things that you may want to hear this evening, if you'll allow us to just speak now. Okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, please.
You have many inductions in spirit. Inductions in the sense that you have many ways to induce your best selves to be happiest in your very wonderful lives. Induction has its benefits. It is the means to bring in essence in ways you have not discovered yet. You'll discover these in time on your own, but we want to give you a small gift in order to get these sooner than later. For you're wanting these in your lives so as to allow more self, so as to allow more health, to help you in your everyday lives. So we'll suggest you have many ways to induce spirit as well as induce all beautiful things indeed. Okay? Now we're going to allow your questions later, but for now we'll suggest you learn a bit about induction. Okay? Induction is the key to helping you introduce more self into your days. The self you have in mind is the self you have in mind when you allow the best self to help you be the same as he is. You have a sense there are ideal selves in you, in others too. This is not the same as induction in the sense that there are reasons to want to not get the ideal self involved. In this, the inductive selves are the ones you have wanting to help you indeed. So do continue to think of the inductive selves as your best selves, but not your ideal selves, okay? The ideals you have are not really ideal. You have many ideal selves in you. The ideal self who loves others in every way without question. These are the best selves too, but sometimes you have the sense there are reasons to love others more than others. So do continue to discern between the ideal selves as well as your non-ideal selves. For the selves you have in your close range who have your best interest in mind are the inductive selves. The selves you have in your future are your inductive selves, not your ideal selves. You don't want to strive towards perfection. That is not the idea here. The idea is that you're allowed to want to be happier. You're allowed to want to be healthier. In this, the inductive selves are the ones you have in your purview to help you. Now, how many inductive selves are there? There are many. In each individual, there may be countless inductive selves who have the sense, S-E-N-C-E. Sense is a new word that means both sense and seance. That's correct. You can think of sense, S-E-N-C-E, as a sublime sense that is truly divine. So sense is a divine sense, you might say, that is involved with the inductive self. This is the reason you want to allow the best self that you are to be happier. There's not any reason to believe you need to be better. This is somewhat subtle here, so we just want to point out that you don't need to be better people at all. You only need to be happier at times, okay? The reasons for sharing this tonight is because you'll want to be happier, some of you, okay? Now, we'll suggest there are many here tonight who need this desperately. Inductive selves have your back. Inductive selves are your probable selves who have more knowledge about what choices you're making than you may have at your mind sense, in a sense. They have more knowledge about how you wish to choose, so they help you make decisions. They are your best selves played out, in a sense. However you choose, they know your choices. They help you make choices in the now to help you be as healthy as possible. They have reasons to have you in their sights. They are you. So when you realize how very wanting you are of help, inductive selves have every reason to help you. They only want to be recognized for the angels, you might say, that they are now. Realize there are reasons to not use the word angels, for you have many reasons to not want to realize religious connotations involved with angels, but there are beautiful beings who are your very best providers of helpfulness. They can be considered your inductive selves. They are very much the angels you've been raised to believe in. So when you understand there are differences involved, you'll get this idea better than if you only think these are angels. They are not. They are different than how you've been taught. But they truly are as well in every way. So you can consider the inductive selves as the angels in your dreams, dear ones, for they are wanting only your benefit. Okay? Now, how to describe angels? We'll suggest you have many reasons to describe the inductive selves as angels. However you may think about angels, we'll say they are also beautiful, they are ugly, they are not wanting to float on clouds, but they are also wanting to float on clouds. They are every kind of individual, you might say, involved. They are beings of light, mostly. They can be beings of darkness as well. They are here for you to learn from. So why not consider that your teachers are in every way diverse indeed? Why not consider that the allowances you have for them are in every way going to be different depending upon the situation you're in? For you may need a dark person in some ways. You might need a light person in other ways to help you, correct? Sometimes the down and out individual in your lives is the exactly correct person to realize at that time. So don't think of angels as being only beautiful and light. They can be ugly, trodden upon, diverse as anything you might imagine. Angels are all that and indeed more. Inductive selves help you by allowing you to potentiate the challenges before you. Potentiate in ways that are realizing your learning at times. So they will guide you in every way and allow your best selves to thrive. Now, how do you portend to allow your understanding about these? The individuals that you described earlier that were in Jane and Rob's vacation spot were what?
Fragment personalities or secondary constructions.
Inductive selves, we'll say. They were there to allow them to learn from them. You might call them angels, wouldn't you? Who loved them enough to portend to involve themselves in their drama. Then they disappeared. How about another example of how you've discovered your own inductive selves, dear ones? Do you have any examples of someone who blinked into your lives, then out? Your weary girl has an example. There was an individual who helped her by showing up at the correct time to show her the way to where she needed to be, then blinked out. Twice this happened. This was indeed an inductive self. This was a secondary construction, indeed, who was talking, laughing, doing everything like a very primary construction, but was not, indeed. How many times do you consider how very lucky you are to get the answers you have in mind in times you have no idea where that came from? These are inductive selves whispering in your ears saying, I have the answer indeed, dear one. So, do you have other reasons to not want to listen to your beautiful selves talking with you? Indeed, not. Do continue to ask your questions, then we'll allow more inductive self reflections if you choose to.
I got a question.
Indeed.
Well, going back to dreams again, at least for me. I wanted roses of peace. this part of a dream I had also was pretty real. On this part of the dream, I felt I was in a cloud with someone else. I can't figure out who it was. Someone I know, actually, but I don't know who it was. And we looked down, it was a huge valley, and we saw a big mushroom cloud, almost like an atomic bomb exploded. Then we said, oh geez, thank God it happened there. And the moment we said that, it looks like we are actually on top of a mountain in the clouds. And in that moment, another one of these explosions happened right near us. And I physically felt the pain. Not only in the dream, but personally, myself, George, I felt the pain of that blast and the rocks hitting my body. Somehow we survived that. I kind of try to figure this dream out the most I can, But I have a feeling it's in the same vein with the little mouse. It figures it's a mouse and it's a volcano or an atomic bomb. It all has to tie in with energy. Releasing energy can also be painful. He looks like it. Is this an interpretation that makes sense?
You have the sense, S-E-N-C-E. There was a release of energy that was potentially hazardous to others. You have reasons to fear the energy's expression sometimes. You have learned to control your rage, for example, thinking that you don't want to hurt others. But sometimes this builds up, as well as builds inwards in your terms. So you have to learn to release this energy in subtle ways at times. You've done this before. This dream was about your being allowed to rescue self from needing to explode. You have a sense this is the right path for you, too, to not take in so much energy either, to help yourself allow the release in easy, healthy ways. So you're allowing yourself to understand you're doing this now. You have the sense you helped yourself up from that onto the cloud, correct? So you did help yourself upwards beyond the fray of your past energetic dispositions, so to speak. Okay?
Well, Rose, how do I know if one of those ghosts tells me the truth or not? Never mind, I was just kidding.
You're being tested always, dear George, indeed. The tests continue in every way with your dreams, too. You always need to be discerning, indeed.
The reason is I never had a dream where I actually felt physical pain. I mean, I felt the pain in dream realm, but this hurt me in my bed. That's what was so strange about it. I said, damn, this is real. I said, this must be.
We realize you have many reasons to fear helping selves, for you have the sense they may be testing you, but they are not always. We test you, for you need to allow yourself to be most discerning in every way when it comes to speaking with dead people, in a sense. So do allow us to test you at times, but realize there are always going to be needs for discernment, indeed, even after you pass into non-physical reality, dear George. There's many reasons to continue to be discerning, indeed. There are reasons to feel pain. In some ways, you're allowed to feel pain. There's reason to feel pain.
Is that non-physical or physical? Because you just moved into the non-physical.
Non-physical pain as well.
Oh, okay. That's a new one.
There are reasons to understand this is very potentiated by your beliefs about the pain you feel. There are reasons to feel pain. But mostly it's to allow pain to desist in some ways. There are reasons to pain yourself, but to say this is necessary is not correct. It is for reasons to allow it to pass. Pain is useful to you. It helps you get into the way of spirit at times. To fear less also at times. Pain is a teacher of sorts that is allowed to penetrate the world. But to say this is absolute is incorrect. The allowance for pain is to help you understand that you don't need to be in pain in many ways. This is subtle stuff indeed. So do continue to realize pain, but not to grovel in it. Groveling in the sense that you won't get to heaven by getting more pain. This is a sometimes challenging thing about religious beliefs. They have many opportunities to incur pain by suggesting that it's necessary indeed for deliverance in a sense. This is in no way correct indeed. The pain does serve you in every way by allowing you to feel things you wouldn't normally without it. So, do you have any information for us, dear one? You want to suggest to Rose how you're doing with your dear wedded wife, indeed?
Sure, go for it. There's no secrets.
There are reasons to want to allow her to be in your very kind space these days. You're learning to disavow her pain making while allowing yourself to learn from the things she teaches you. You're a different individual than you were when you met Rose for the first time. You're stronger now. You're more able to take her on. You're more able to take on everything in many ways. So do take on her energy by allowing her in, but at the same time, continue your beautiful expressions of discernment as well as loving kindness indeed, dear one. Okay? We'll give you that gem for the evening for your consideration indeed. Now you have more questions, surely, dear ones, don't you? You're very quiet. You're like George's dead mouse this evening, dear ones. Indeed. Do continue your beautiful questions, dear Stephen.
There may be a difference in terminology between you and Elias. Well, what family are you?
We're Sumafi.
That's Elias's family, right?
Yes.
So you shouldn't be giving the same answers?
No.
But not necessarily the same... No? Not the same answers?
We're not Elias in every way, dear one. We're Rose. So to say every family member says the same thing wouldn't be correct, would it? You don't say the same things as your family in spirit, do you?
Well, probable selves are here to help us. I just read it like 3 days ago that according to Elias, the purpose of a probable self is to experience the things we have not chosen to experience in the primary reality. So there seems to be a disagreement there. What's that all about?
You're allowed to disagree, aren't you? In some ways, there are reasons to disagree that are better than agreement, correct? You're the best example of this we might find. You have ways of disagreeing in order to allow more understanding at times of some things, don't you?
Yeah.
So we're the same way. Rose is different than Elias, as well as the others, but she is the same also, as we are also Elias as well as Seth. We're a very deep aspect that is Seth, you might say, or Elias. So we're different. We're operating at another level, in a sense, than Elias. So we're allowed to disagree, But we don't really disagree in many ways. We're only suggesting at times there are other very accurate ways of looking at things that are different. That's all. So we're not in contradiction to Elias ever. We're only saying things from another view.
Well, then how is a probable self who would be there for the purpose of experiencing things that we have not chosen to experience? That's its purpose. That's what it does. That's what it does all day. And yet you say that what it does all day is try to help us. I don't see how they could both be accurate. Maybe I'm stupid.
You're not stupid at all. There are reasons to consider how very necessary the introduction of Elias to the probable selves is. For there are always probabilities around you, correct?
Probabilities, yes. He differentiates probabilities from probable selves, by the way.
There are.
I can insert a probability. I don't insert a probable self. It's living its life over in Jupiter or wherever.
There are reasons to think of them as being very connected to you, though, correct? So they are you, correct? Why not think of them as close rather than far away? No matter where they exist, they are you. So you can think of them as close, correct?
Yeah.
So why not think of them as friends in spirit who want to assist you in informing the things you do, so as to say, hey, you may not want to eat that, you know. They may say, you have more to say about that than you're doing right now. They are you in every way, so why you think they wouldn't inform you is why you want to allow yourself to think about why you'd ask that question. Why wouldn't they help you?
Well, how do they help me? Do they talk to my subjective?
They are you. They are your
subjective. How do they get their
point across to me? They are in you always. They are in you, awaiting you to ask them sometimes. Why not say to the individual who did not go to the same law school as I, what do you think about this idea? If you helped yourself to these questions, you'd find the probable selves answering them in your mind. You have no need to say that was who answered that question necessarily, but you'd consider things perhaps that you'd not express to yourself before. That's all. You'll as well inform them. They don't have a beautiful home in Santa Barbara, do they? How about suggesting they have a sunny day today, in spite of the weather they may be in at the time? They're you. You're very big. You're wide indeed. Your essence also. So you'll do well to think of yourself as having a very big stadium of individuals who are there to assist you at any time. Indeed. There are reasons to do so every moment you're alive, aren't there? So do so. Now, we're suggesting you'll want to allow them to have their say in ways that are special also. They can influence the internal workings as well as the external workings. As we've shared with you, there are secondary potentials who help you also. There are every reason to allow every individual into your lives. in many ways, you'll not want to consider yourselves as only in your own skin. You're in every skin around you when you consider how you're also essence, dear ones. We're trying to get you to consider that you're always surrounded by friends. Always, always, always. Even Rose has friends around her who are not Rose selves exactly, but however you want to categorize them, they are you, they are essence, they are always loving to you. Even when you think you're alone, you're never, ever alone. Okay, dear one?
Rose, if they're going to give me advice, I got to hear them. I got to sense their energy, something. In my current state of separation, I would have bet $1 million before we were told about this that I don't have a problem with self. So, to the best of my knowledge, there isn't a single person on the face of the earth that can perceive a message given to them intentionally by their probable self. But you're telling me to do it. I don't know how to do it. What do I do tomorrow to do that?
Let me try and rephrase this question. How can the probable Steve that has no brain clamp and is happily zapping and wizarding away with his great psychic abilities, how can that probable Steve become a helpful, inductive self for the probable Steve that just asked that question?
He is always wanting that. He is just as you are, always wanting to help yourself. You have ways of not wanting to help yourself. Instead of helping yourself, often you have ways of getting to the point of not wanting this, to allow your understanding of things better in some ways. We're taking you on in some ways about how you create your reality, but we're not really, because you're doing exactly the things you need to do. It's just that sometimes you have to help yourself by not helping yourself. You're exploring this only. But when you understand that you don't need to anymore, you'll allow yourself to connect with your other selves in order to allow more self to be happier as well as healthier. You'll not try this anytime soon, we predict, because you want to allow your understanding of this other thing. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this, but to say you'll not do this is why you'll want to do this, to make us incorrect in our prediction. Show us that you can do this, then we'll help you. But don't say that you can't do it. You just won't all the time.
Okay, let's assume I did it. Okay, I'm observing the probable self live its life without a brain disease. So what? I'm living one with one. What is the help to know? I mean, I know right now that I have probable self living without that problem. It doesn't help me to know that.
Is it fair to say that probable selves don't have a mission of advising us? They're just expressions of us?
They have a sort of mission, but not to make it so strongly that, for they have an innate sense of wanting to help always, just as you do. You're not in a singular component either. You help others also, always, without even knowing that. You inform things also, all the time. But to say that they have ways to help you is not the answer. You're not always allowing that. That's all. That's the problem here. You're not thinking in terms of connecting to that self. This is self we're talking about here, not another. So when you say, I don't do that, Steve, that's not accurate. You are. That is you. It's tough to understand, we know, as well as to explain, but to say that's you is why you'll want to allow you to think of you differently. That's all. The thing to remember is that he is always there for you. In spite of how you might think about that, there are always loving energies around you, even those that you would consider you. Indeed, you're there for you if you want. Think of how you, contrary to your beliefs, sometimes shut yourselves down. You do this, you know you do. There are reasons to not want to do this, but you've expressed to yourselves you need to learn this so you can allow yourselves to not shut down either. So do continue to allow yourselves to express to yourselves how beautifully you're creating this reality, including these other selves who help you when you want their help. You don't need their help always either, but you can allow it if you choose to. That's all.
Rose, I'll just make one more point and shut up. The way it's told to us by Elias, if I'm heading towards a bridge abutment and I pull out at the last minute to miss it, I just created a problem self that slammed into it. If I have sex with someone that has AIDS and I don't get AIDS, I just created a problem self that does have AIDS. I don't think they're going to be in any humor to help me, right? So I got to pick the ones that are living the good life as opposed to the ones that I just ran into a bridge, right?
How is the value of the experience different between the two?
Well, I don't know if probable selves have conscious minds like mine, but if they do, they're not
they
in
do.
The damn
They're no different than you. They're having experience. Why is their experience any different than yours?
Well, first of all, they didn't choose it. I chose it for them when I created them.
You are you, they are you. You chose both.
Yeah, I chose.
You have a beautiful talent of being able to experience both sides of a coin.
Yeah.
Even if you don't remember both at the same time.
So you think they'll be eternally grateful to me?
Yeah.
The whole experience has value.
All right.
Let me ask you a question, Steve. Do you do any dream work? How's your dream recall? How's your ability to remember your dreams?
I can remember
day?
Some of dreams.
Have you ever tried to incubate a dream? Incubate
no,
a dream? Give yourself a suggestion, self-hypnosis.
Yes.
I will dream about
yes.
X, Y, and Z.
I have some
I'm open to this, and yes. I will remember it in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, try this the next time.
Yeah.
Tonight, when you go to bed,
yeah.
relax, open your mind, ask yourself to have a dream in which you communicate with a probable self.
That's
and just
right.
do that, okay?
All right.
About your brain clamp. Be specific.
All right.
Intensely concentrate your desire on that need.
Yeah.
I need an answer to brain clamp, sex with AIDS, whatever the issue is. And I'm just getting impressions here that there's two of many ways that you can get a response. And to not be too literal when you do get the dream and how to interpret it, how to discern it. In one, you may get you in a mirror walking right up to yourself, and your probable self may communicate something to you directly. May say something right to you. It can be very symbolic. It may not be literal. It may not say, stop eating turkey and eat only chicken and red pepper for a week. That may be literal or it may be symbolic. You've got to discern that, okay? That's one way your inner self through probable self and the deductive self will communicate to you. Another way is, and what I would try is say, let me walk a mile in this probable self's shoes that does not have a brain clamp so I can see what it feels like.
Ah, that's good.
And then remember that feeling. And simply as you wake up and go about it,
that's
try and
idea.
Transfer that feeling. And it's a memory that suddenly the cells in your brain or wherever in your feet, your heart, your stomach, the nervous system will react to that and remember the feeling. And that's a more subjective feeling your way through this. It's not intellectual. You're very intellectual. A lot of us are. We bring our intellect to the material and stuff. but there's a real strong feeling part of this. So I just wanted to share that and see what Rose has to say.
You're exactly right. There are reasons to want to connect in dream space with your probable selves to help you. Also, there are many reasons to think of your less fortunate selves, the ones you mentioned, for example, that strove to create new expressions like driving into a bridge embankment and getting AIDS. There are many ways these individuals can help you. Also, they have many ways of saying, hey, I chose this. You have ways of doing things differently than I. Enjoy those choices. I'm fine doing what I'm doing also. Don't wrong on me. Don't wrong on yourself for any choice you make indeed, dear one. So do continue to express to your beautiful selves, all of them, how very fortunate you are that you're doing such wonderful things in your creative spaces. Then allow them to coordinate changes if needed. They can help you immeasurably. They know you intimately. So do continue to express their provisions of helpfulness indeed. Now we'll suggest we'll want to end for the evening. You'll need to get some chocolate in ways that you'll discover are truly divine. For when you create the desire to connect in consciousness with your divine inductive selves, you'll indeed get a big dose of consciousness chocolate indeed, dear ones. So do enjoy and bon appetit indeed.
Thank you, Rose.
Good evening.
Thank you, Rose.
Good night,
dear ones.
Thank
you, Rose.
Thank you.
You are listening to Teachings of Rose.